Hello and welcome to the Afterthought Podcast, a podcast where we watch, listen to stuff that we liked in our childhoods and review it with our new adult eyes. I'm here with Rachel Carlton.
Hello.
My co-host.
It's Carlson, actually. But
fuck me. Wow. Stephen Walken, starting to go. This week's sponsor. Woo! E&P Games. It's a local game shop in Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is where we're from. They have three locations across Winnipeg, but basically there you can buy all of your old school games. Actually, this would have been a good sponsor for last week's episode.
Yeah, since we did old school games.
Yeah. Well, in hindsight, it's 2020.
It sure is.
Yeah. But you can, you can buy, you know, your NES games, your SNES games, your Nintendo 64, Genesis, all that good
jazz
stuff. They can also like repair like CDs, movies, and all that kind of stuff too. So if you have like,
for us old folks,
yes, so little scratchies on your game discs,
on your discs,
then you can fix them, or you could buy the digital versions and never but then you have to deal with the cloud, and that's a whole other
business.
It's
true.
But that's the sponsor for this week. And this week, it's Halloween.
I think it's even going to be, it's Halloween Saturday?
It's Halloween Saturday, yeah. So this will release on a Friday, which is the 30th.
Okay,
so
that's closer. Perfect.
But this week, we watched Halloween Town.
Halasuck Town. And my awesome pick.
And The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Which had Bing Crosby in it.
Yes.
So that made it awesome.
Yes. Yeah. But we will start, as usual, with Rachel's pick.
Yeah.
Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
All right. So it's a little animated flick, 1949, done by Disney. Yeah. It's hard to believe for me to believe that it's actually that old, because they always showed it as a special when I was a kid on Halloween. And basically it follows the legend of Sleepy Hollow. A guy named Ichabod Crane moves into Sleepy Hollow, gets his heart set on this, what did they called her, a coquette? They sang a song about how she's a coquette.
Yes.
But she is, everyone knows this plot, I think, but she's the rich daughter, you know, of one of the town's leaders. And they go to a party at his house. And Bob Crane is stuffing his face, as he does, because mm-hmm. he's apparently hungry all the time. Mm-hmm. And he is scared by the county douchebag. Can't remember what his name is. Braun or something.
Yes, Braun.
Braun.
No, he wasn't like a count. He was just like a...
A county. I said he's the county douche. The county-wide douche.
I heard count. Douchebag. I was like, that's an...
The count of douchebaggery.
Yes.
Well, he could still be that.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not technically a count. Stephen Walken. Stephen Walken.
I can't believe I messed up your name. I'm not over that yet. I'm so sorry. I didn't apologize. I just went right through to the ad.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. I forgive you, Taylor. And then, so he scares him, and then he has an encounter with the Headless Horseman, and basically he kind of gets run out of town. I was like rewatching the end, and I was like, what? I don't remember that. Like, he runs Ichabod Crane out of town, and then Ichabod Crane lives a very comfortable life with a wife who knows how to make good food, apparently. And Braun gets to marry the girl, which was kind of like weird to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole thing is narrated by Bing Crosby, and almost everything, I think, is sang by him too.
Mm-hmm.
And
other than like the female parts and stuff like
that. Yeah. Yeah. Which there weren't many of.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm pretty sure the chorus was all different people. At least it sounded like all different people.
I think for all the songs in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the main voice for sure was.
Yeah.
Was Bing.
Bing. Yeah. And, I don't know. It's a classic. Like, I have so many memories of watching that. Like, it was one of those things that I anticipated watching, because you didn't watch whatever you wanted at any time. You watched what was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it came on every year on Halloween, just like every year I really like to watch Disney's Christmas Carol, like the old animated one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I waited for that all the time. Mm-hmm. And loved it very much. I loved the song that Braun sings about the horseman.
Yeah, well, that was a good one.
I went to heaven in a jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee.
ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
That's why he's mad on Halloween night.
But when he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan, and they hit the road for parts unknown.
Beware, take care, he rides alone.
And there's no spook like Spookensburg.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
All the songs in this one were a good time.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They were sexist. Everything about this was like sexist as hell.
Oh, well,
but
it's 1949.
I mean, it's kind of not surprising. Yeah. But yeah, it was.
Not excusable. Or, yeah. Is that right?
Not excusable.
I'm guessing every word I'm saying now.
No.
Because I just keep messing up.
No, it is, yeah. It is not excusable, but it was a product of its time.
Yes.
So, but yeah. So. Tell me, it was, it's, and it's only a little one. It's like
yes,
half an hour
half
long.
An hour, yeah.
It's like a tiny little thing. Mm-hmm. So,
but
tell
you know,
me.
I really enjoyed this one. Like, the whole thing was Bing Crosby. So I was like, if he hadn't been on board with this project, this never would have happened.
Yeah.
Like, having to get like all the, like the voice actors and stuff, like the fact like everyone was just voiced by Bing Crosby was like perfect.
Yep,
Good job. Good job, Walt.
Well, they probably like blew their whole budget on Bing Crosby, I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
because he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Is his real name actually Bing? Like, what's his?
I don't know.
Okay, well,
let's look it up.
Let's do the magical internet machine.
I really
enjoyed this movie. Like, I love musicals just in general. But like, it was like a fun little Halloween tale, and it wasn't terribly scary, so I can understand.
Yeah, more funny than anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it sort of has lots of slapstick kind of
humor
in
like
it.
That,
yeah.
When they're, I don't know what's kind of like the when that Braun is dancing with that girl at the party, how he like kind of falls down the stairs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And he gets like run out of town. Bing Crosby, his first name not Bing. He is Harry. I think it's Lillis Bing Crosby Jr. So there you go.
Lillis.
Yeah.
Lillis. Lillis Crosby Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to read the beginning line of this Wikipedia article.
there's going to be something in there like he's heinous in some way.
Crosby's trademark was the warm baritone voice, made him the best-selling recording artist in the 20th century. Having sold over a billion records, tapes, compact discs, and digital downloads around the world.
Ooh, yes. Getting high tech.
Warm bass baritone
digital
voice.
Digital downloads.
He does have a beautiful voice, though.
He really does have a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
So it kind of made that pretty special, like the little feature or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really have like it's the Legend of Sleepy Hollow, so everyone knows like kind of the story, and it was like a good telling of it. I liked. Ichabod was just like the funniest thing.
He's like an awkward guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because he walks into town and they're like making fun of how like big his feet are. It's like what did they say?
Are they feet or are they skis or something?
Yeah, something like that, or paddles or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something.
Who's that coming down the street?
Are they shovels or are they feet?
Mean and lanky,
skin and bone, with clothes a scarecrow would hate to own. Yet he has a certain air.
Debonair and devil may care. It's the new schoolmaster, who's his name?
Ichabod, Ichabod Crane.
Ichabod, what a name.
Kind of odd,
but nice just the same. Funny pen, funny.
I'm surprised, like, for, like, the time they didn't make, like, a joke about his nose or, like, anything like that.
I think they did sing
they?
About his nose.
Oh,
I don't know
they?
That they made... they. It was definitely in there because I was waiting for it, and I was like, is this going to be what is going to happen here?
Yeah.
Like, is this going to be something awful that absolutely makes me squirm?
Yeah.
But it actually didn't. But they did talk about his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
And he was, like, so funny because, like, usually, like... most like if it was like a cartoon in that time, like it would be like the men like trying to just like sleep with every woman in town, like he's like the new like cool, but he's like I just want to eat.
Yeah, he did. He just like he I'm just gonna, if you can just keep feeding me, like I'll be your guy.
Yeah,
and that's what he did. He just like went around town eating everyone's food.
Mm-hmm.
All the ladies made him nice dinners and picnics and whatnots.
And whatnots.
And whatnots. And whatnots. Until Katrina came along, who was, there's this awful song about how she's such a coquette.
Once you have met that little coquette, Katrina, you won't forget Katrina. But nobody yet has ever upset Katrina, that cute coquette Katrina. You can do more with Margaret or Helena, or Anne or Angelina. But Katrina will kiss and run to her a romance's fun, with always another one to start.
What is a coquette?
I don't know.
Okay,
let's look it up.
Internet machine.
Internet to the Google machine.
Internet.
Internet.
Let's check the internet. But yeah,
I think coquettish is like kind of like being coy.
Ah, I see. A woman who flirts.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yes.
A sort of. I think it's a sort of coy kind of flirt.
Mm-hmm. And she would just like get all the guys to like buy her stuff
and carry her packages and.
Mm-hmm.
Until Bronn came along,
yeah,
and then they would all scatter,
run away.
But basically, he really just looks like Gaston from it's like 100% like almost exactly looks like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty sure they probably stole from this a little bit
because
he's basically the same character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can really steal from themselves, but you know what I'm saying.
I mean, is Bronn? I guess Bronn would be in like the original. Whatever of Sleepy Hollow, like the original tale.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's kind of the same.
But he looks just like him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Let's he looks see. Just like Gaston.
Yep. Barrel chested and all that kind of stuff. So
brown hair and whatnot. So, yeah.
And like, I didn't really like. I wasn't really rooting for anyone in this little short either. Like,
you didn't root for Ichabod?
No, like. Because, like, he was just, like, even though he was better than Bronn, he was still just, like, this manipulative kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just trying to, like, basically just get food and win the heart of
Katrina.
Katrina. There you go.
Well, I think mostly he actually just wanted, like, the riches. Like, that part where he's in the chair.
Oh, yeah.
And her dad's in the chair. And then he imagines the dad disappearing and him... taking on all his gold and all his investments and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that took a dark turn fairly quickly.
And like the pieces of wheat would fall and like it would turn into like gold.
Yeah, it
coins.
Turned into gold and like the barn was overflowing with gold.
Yeah.
Like, so that was, I guess he was kind of a dick.
Yep.
And he was like pretty disciplinarian with the kids at the schoolhouse or whatever, unless their moms could like cook dinner. He would like look at their lunches or whatever and see who had the best lunches and then he'd be nice to those kids.
Yeah.
So
he's
kind of a manipulative dick.
The schoolroom became Ichabod's empire, over which with lordly dignity he held absolute sway. Truth to say, Ichabod was...
But he doesn't get the girl in the end. The other guy gets it, so.
Which is, you'd think out of like out of all the outcomes that Ichabod would still be like on top, but
no, I guess he still kind of is. He goes and has a bunch of kids and has a nice wife.
I guess for that time, it's have kids and then
do the procreation thing.
And he had a pretty sweet gig, so he's a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, at least
kind of funny because, well, no, I guess it was male dominated and then it became female dominated.
Yeah.
When they wanted to pay people less.
Or when all the men went off to war and that kind of thing.
I think.
What? Isn't that what they did? Isn't that what a thing?
Well, it's a thing in some industries, but I think that happened a little bit earlier with school teaching.
Oh, did it?
I think so.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of like the metal.
Yeah, like manufacturing and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah. Do I have any notes? Like, I didn't write down many notes for this.
You don't. You have it. There's like not even half a page there.
I know. It was bad.
Usually you.
It's bad.
Usually you're like unpacking the hell out of this stuff. And you have like 5 pages of notes, and I'm the one that's like flying by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, I know. It's just. I wrote, "Give me food or I'll beat you,"
which is the kids.
Yeah. Oh my god. And I don't know, like, I really like the horse, like, Ichabod's horse.
Yeah, the horse was funny.
Yeah, just added that, like, little bit of, like, comic relief to everything.
Yeah, the horse was funny.
Yeah.
He's kind of, like, exactly like Ichabod.
Yeah.
You know, he's sort of dopey and, you know.
Lanky
and sort of lumbering and awkward. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of one and the same. Mm-hmm. Poor plow horse gets chased down by a big war horse. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to figure out, like... Was it Bronn?
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Dressed up as
the headless horseman.
Or was it the headless horseman?
I don't know.
I really like the part where he throws the flaming pumpkin.
Yeah, no, that was really cool.
That was sweet as hell. Yeah. So, and like the animation and stuff is like not, it's like
what you imagine.
Time, like it's yeah. exactly like the way all their other stuff looked.
Yeah.
At the time.
Pretty.
So it was decent.
Pretty flawless, yeah.
Yeah.
This old school Disney.
Yeah.
It's pretty, like a pretty, like, I know I keep saying this, but like, and because maybe that's why I don't have many notes, but it's like a pretty solid, other than like all the, like the sexism and all that kind of stuff. It's like, it looks, it sounds, mm-hmm.
It's like a well-produced little cartoon. It's a well-produced cartoon.
Little thing.
Yeah.
Like you were saying that you'd always like look forward to seeing this every year. Like mm-hmm. I did the same thing with those... I don't know what kind of, like, they kind of, like, those, have you seen those Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, kind of, they look like...
The little claymation
yeah,
ones?
Yeah, yeah. I always, every year at Christmas, I always look forward to
watching those. Oh, I hated those things.
Like, the one with, like, the Heat Miser, or, like, those two, like, the, there was, like, there was this one storyline, there was, like, 3 different movies of, like, these, and basically there was, like,
yeah,
one,
I never liked any of those.
Yeah. Missing out.
No, I really hated them. I don't enjoy claymation stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not really. Hmm. Even when I watch it in other stuff, like, I'll skip it. They did lots of that in Community. Like, they did the odd episode where they were all claymation.
Oh,
and
really?
I always just, like, never watched
interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not my thing.
Yeah. But yeah, that's something I would always look forward to every year, was seeing those. I don't even know if they play them anymore.
Honestly. I'm pretty sure they do.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Interesting.
Yep.
I would never have guessed.
Yep. Apparently they do. Mm-hmm. Although I don't think I've ever seen this Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Like, I don't think I've seen it on TV in
forever.
A long time.
Yeah.
A really long time.
Do you have anything else to say about?
No, I just loved that little film.
Yeah, no, it's a good little romp.
Yeah. Sure. It's pretty safe.
Yeah.
Other than being sexist as hell.
Yeah.
But sure. 1949, so I guess I don't know.
I mean, it always feels weird, like, giving that stuff a pass, but it's just, like...
That stuff gets a pass all the time, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Where, like, shows that we watch and, like, all our favorites, they're a problem to someone.
Yeah. Your fave is problematic.
Mm-hmm. It always is. But, yes, let's move on to Taylor's pick this week.
Let's get to the hate.
Yeah.
Let's get to the hate.
Let's move
week.
On now, because... yeah. Anyway... I'll let you begin.
So I picked Halloween Town. So Halloween Town was a Family Channel movie. It was essentially just like another like Halloween special mm-hmm. that it just only showed at Halloween. And I always look forward to like watching these movies every year. But it's about a family of, I guess you don't know this right at the beginning, but it's about a family of witches and warlocks. And basically, so it's the eldest daughter's 13th birthday, and 13 birthdays when they're supposed to complete their training as a witch, but she doesn't know she's a witch because she's lived in the human world for all of her life because her mom married a human, and she's like, I don't want to fucking go back there because it's weird and whatever else. So grandma comes to visit on Halloween, and she starts telling them all about Halloween Town and how, you know, there's ghouls and goblins and witches and all that good stuff. And the main character is Marnie, and she gets real excited and all that kind of stuff. So eventually, Marnie and her brother, who I don't know the name of, but it's just going to be Nerd Kid.
that about covers it.
Yeah. So Nerd Kid and Marnie.
Nerd Kid, but like not nerdy enough to say anything that was actually correct. No. He said some weird stuff that I was like, that doesn't make sense.
He's a fucking loser.
Yeah.
But we'll get to him.
Yes.
So they go to Halloween Town. They follow Grandma, and they find out there's this like huge plot going on to control Halloween Town and all this kind of stuff. So they, you know, they figure out magic stuff, and Mom and Grandma get captured and are frozen in time or the fuck. And and then there's like a big scary guy, and he tries to take over Halloween Town, but it's actually the mayor in disguise. Crazy.
Big twist at the end there.
Holy shit.
Didn't even see it coming.
Nope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was going to take over all the things.
Yes.
The human world and Halloween
it's
Town.
It's true. He's going to take it back.
He's
going to
reclaim
yes.
the mortal world.
Yes. Yeah, it's essentially the premise. They also made Halloween Town 2.
I almost watched it by accident.
Halloween
Thank
Town
Christ,
High. You have been real confused with Halloween Town 2 because like, they real ramp it up in Halloween Town 2. I'll tell
ramp
you that
it up to what?
The second one actually is better, but I wanted the bad. And they had Halloween Town 3, which had, I think had a whole different cast. But that was like
milking
in,
it.
Yeah, like in 20. It was like came out in like 20. What was it 2010 or 2008?
How did they even make another one?
I don't know where Family Channel like gets all their money, but that's just what they do.
Ugh.
Actually, technically, it's Disney Channel in the States, and they just port shit over. But anyway, what do you think, Rachel?
I fucking hate this movie so much.
Why?
Because it is the most mediocre piece of shit I've ever seen. It's like everything about it is so... Even the sets and everything, where it's like... fake ass pumpkin in the like middle of their town square, the makeup, like all the masks and everything are just like
so
awful
bad.
Like they're just so bad.
I didn't notice this until like halfway, but you know like the guys with like the pumpkin faces,
yeah,
basically. So they had like a mask basically that goes up to here, and then they had just an orange hood that came
yeah
over the back.
Yeah, they were awful. They were awful, and like just the flimsiest of plots, like,
oh yeah,
it like nothing about it like hung together. It was like, I was like, aren't witches humans? I'm like, are they a different species? Are witches a different species? Like, I don't understand what's going on here. And there was like this weird, like, it was like shitty Mary Poppins met shitty Bewitched. And I made a movie out of it.
Yes.
That is
beautiful.
exactly what that movie was.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know. It was like, I think I said this about The Weekenders, where it just feels like it's day-old oatmeal or something, you know? It's like
yeah.
just so bland and so mediocre. It's like almost condescending, where you're like, I can't believe you tried to sell this off to kids. I guess it was made in 98. So, you know, you're kind of seeing it through the lens of contemporary kids'
yeah.
entertainment. But mind you, like the... Family Channel is like not any better than it ever was.
No. Nope.
All their programming on there is terrible.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's like really, really awful. My nieces watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a taste of it every now and again. And it really, I don't understand how it's still so very much the same. It's like
yeah.
only the outfits change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing over there at Disney.
They're just churning them out.
What it looks like. The thing,
that quality kids program.
It just like it looks like it's churned out. That's exactly what it looks like. It's like, I don't know. It was just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. Like, and, but that guy, what's his name? What's the mayor's name?
Oh, Chocolate Bar.
Calabar.
Chocolate
Bar. Calabar. Yeah. Calabar looks like Justin Trudeau.
Oh shit! Oh shit! That's fucking hilarious. Oh, he totally does.
I know, right? Like, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, why does he look so much like Justin Trudeau? And he does. He's like an older version of Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau's a warlock. He's
an older, he's like a broke-ass version
yeah.
of, a real broke-ass version
the
of
poor
Justin
man's
Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau.
Exactly. Poor man's Justin Trudeau. Taylor does it again. Yes, he is exactly that. Holy shit, that's funny. Oh my god. Yes. Yeah, so anyway, the dialogue was awful. Like the dialogue, the whole premise is awful. Like even I know that magic doesn't have to be logical or anything, but like for this, it was like you really noticed that they put no thought into it.
Yeah.
No thought.
Literally, the grandma's explanation of magic is like, you just think of it and then let yourself have it.
And let yourself have it, which I was like, if that was.
Grandma, this is so totally cool.
Well, there's a reason why witches don't drive minivans.
Well, how does magic make it go?
Magic is really very simple. All you have to do is want something and then let yourself have it. Now, hang on tight. Let's see what this can do.
If that is not capitalist ideology, I don't know what the fuck is.
If you can dream it, you can have it.
Yeah, exactly. If you want it, you can have it. Just allow yourself to have it.
Yeah.
That is some capitalist. That is some capitalist propaganda right there. It is. Maybe that's like, well, it's always what Disney's aim is.
The central concept to this film is capitalism.
And then I also put Intercombat, quote in quotation marks, worst puppet ever.
What was this?
Like the bat. He's like in the mayor's office or whatever. Calabar is in his mayor's office.
Oh, yeah.
And then that bat pops up and it looks like the fakest ass. Yeah, the fakest ass bat you ever saw and you never see it again.
Yeah.
They probably realize how terrible that is. So, and then like all the main characters, except at the end, the big like lesson about physical appearance or whatever. But everybody, all of the cast were like humans.
Mm-hmm.
Human. Looking individuals, and they had like no other characters. Like they had all these characters around them that
but
were
nothing. Yeah, they had the ghost who sweated a lot and became a real skinny ghost.
It's so weird. Like that is just fucking lazy.
It's fucking
like
ghost.
You are
it's a
lazy,
ghost.
Lazy.
It's a ghost. Ghost
sweat. They have to
it's
go
a
collect
ghost.
Ghost sweat.
It's a ghost. It's a ghost. Doesn't follow the rules. Is a ghost.
You can't even defend this.
No,
you can't even.
Absolutely not.
It's terrible.
I'm just keep repeating it's a ghost.
It's a ghost. It's a ghost. And they put him in like the steamer or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just stupid. The whole thing was stupid.
Yeah. They did change what you're saying that they did change that in subsequent movies.
What part?
But the like the having like a more diverse like cast of like creatures.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they realized. In Halloween Town High, the whole premise there is. They go to high school now, and so like basically all these like monsters come from Halloween Town to go to school in the human world.
Of course they do.
Yeah, and so yeah, that's the thing. It's the thing that happens.
It's really terrible.
I would recommend watching the rest of them though.
I would never
do it.
I am sorry that I watched this one.
I'll give you $5.
It's not enough.
What's minimum wage now?
You're going to pay me minimum wage an hour to watch
they're
them?
They're like all about like, I don't know, like an hour each or something like that.
Oh.
And so like I could give you minimum wage
Nobody
to watch.
Nobody has time for that shit.
I have time for it.
I don't.
Time for minimum wage.
I don't. I don't. Not for that. Not for that. Wow. They were really awful. What else? Painfully mediocre is what I actually wrote down. Right below that was big moral moment, barf. Would have been, I also wrote, because this is how I roll, would have been better if magic had killed their dad. Like that was
they,
like.
I don't think they ever explained that.
No, they don't. And that was like the key element that they needed in it to like, because it doesn't really explain why they have to be normal. Why
yeah, like,
she
why
hates
mom
magic
hates
so much.
Magic. Yeah.
You basically, it has to be that.
Yeah.
And you need to like have that
like,
be in there.
Yes.
Magic
yeah.
killed the dad.
Yeah.
That would have made the movie better.
Mm-hmm.
Magic killing their father.
And the acting was so bad throughout this entire movie.
It like, was.
Just.
It
awful.
Was horrendous.
Did you so? Did you see in the when they were basically frozen in that movie theater and the grandma had like her hand out?
Yes.
Her thumb like literally moved.
Did it? I didn't see that.
It was beautiful.
I think by that time, like my eyes had like glazed over, and I was like only half paying attention by that point.
Yeah, no. I watched this with my girlfriend, and she's like, she just moved. I'm like, nah. And then you, and then like it cut to like a wide shot, and then you could see just like and it was like, fuck.
I know it was
they couldn't
so bad.
Keep the tableau for like,
oh man, it is. You couldn't even take one more take, Disney. Come on.
Well, like, why would they make her sit in that position? Like, that's so.
I know it's easily
like,
solved.
To have your arm like out like that,
yeah.
like and remain completely like I'm like shaking right now. Like,
yes,
it's impossible.
And she's an elderly woman.
Yeah.
So that would have been easily solved.
Yeah.
It would have been. And like, just, okay, what else was terrible? The sound effects, like the, I was like, why does it sound like they're in the fucking jungle? What? They're like, yes, listen, listen. When they're like in the grandma's house or whatever, it does. It sounds
there's like rainforest sounds?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Fuck.
Because it was very distracting to me. Huh. I was like, why? This doesn't fit. It's very incongruous.
I'll have to put a clip of that and see if like if you can hear it on the.
I will. Yeah. I will find it.
Okay.
Or well, this is your part. So
I
you mean, can.
If you want to do my work for me.
No, I really don't.
shoot those clips on over.
I sure don't. That's why I chose a half an hour one, and you chose one that was more than an hour.
Well, you know.
You gotta get smart about stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yes, very loose storytelling. What else did I write down? Intercombat, we covered that. If they're immortal, why do they age? That was my other question. It's like, if they're immortal, why do they age?
Who's immortal?
Well, the witches.
I don't think they're immortal because they kind of explain.
Then
why how time
do they tell? Like, why do they say the mortal world then?
Because that's their. I guess that's true.
It sounded to me like they were immortal.
To me, in my head, mortal just means like. Usually, like in fantasy, mortal just means you're a human. You're a dumb human who's gonna not live forever.
But mortal, but that's what mortal means, though.
Yeah.
You're
gonna die. I don't know, like, they kind of explain, like, maybe this is just me, like, thinking of it differently, but they explain that how, like, time in Halloween Town moves differently. So, like the grandma says it could be, like, a month. A month in your world could be, like, a day here, whatever.
I swore when she was like, when they were fighting about Marnie not becoming a witch and not starting her training, I swore they said something about her being her remaining immortal and remaining a human.
I don't know.
I'd have to go back and look.
I'll have to see how I can find it.
But if we do find it, it'll end up being a clip. But yeah.
But yeah, no, because they lose their powers at 13.
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah. Which is weird because like at the end, mom's like, I'll train you. But it's like, you're fucking already too late. Because if you, I don't know, to me, like in my head, like if you hadn't started learning and you would like, I learned one spell and then that's all the spells you know.
Yes.
You're fucked now.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it takes.
Oh, yeah. Because her training was supposed to be complete or whatever.
It's
by that time.
That marks the final day of her training. Halloween.
It's kind of like a bat mitzvah, but witches.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. I don't know why that's funny. Witches.
I hated that brother, though.
I know. I did, too. And, like, so many things that were just stupid about it. Okay. Those broke-ass brooms. Like, you couldn't have done a better job than painting cheap-ass rooms you bought at the dollar store in neon colors.
Those were fucking swaggy.
Could not do better than that, so much Disney. Swag. Those were terrible. And then, like, the microchip directional system that's in them, I'm like...
Well, looks like you got your INR Windsweeper 5000.
Is that a good one?
Well, let's see here. Unibody construction. Woo! Chrome detailing. A microchip directional system? Well, it's the top of the line.
Okay, one, what the fuck is that? Two, what, don't they just run on magic? Why do they need a fucking computer?
But you need a GPS.
Why do you need a GPS when you know magic?
I don't know.
Like, why? And GPS, how is a microchip directional system GPS? Riddle me fucking that. It's terrible. But yeah, the little brother, he's stupid. He says like, he said something like, about like the Aurora Borealis. And I was like, that's not how it works.
You're dumb.
Like you're supposed to be the smart nerd or whatever, but you're actually really stupid.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Clive.
I thought you were just going to call him Nerd Boy. Is that,
no,
is
I
that
think
like
I'm gonna give
honoring
him a...
nerds? Is that like dishonoring nerds?
No. Did you say that? No, I'm just
because
call,
he's not a real nerd.
I'm just gonna call him Clive.
Clive. It is. We could look it up.
No, his name's Dylan. I wrote down his name.
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan.
Well, that's just how much I was actually paying attention. I don't even remember hearing the name Dylan. He's nameless. He's nameless to me.
Oh my God. So there's a moment in the barbershop where they're like trying to like cut this werewolf's hair, so because they need werewolf hair for this.
Because
the
they obviously
brew.
Need werewolf hair.
Yes, for the witch's brew, And very convenient that all the ingredients are just happening in town as they want them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like there's a moment where the framing is so bad because they're trying to like get all the kids in the shot. So they're like, you have like Sophie, who's like the little sister, and then Dylan, and then you have Marnie, and Marnie's face is like cut off, like right here.
Really?
You can only see her mouth.
I didn't even notice that. Is she actually saying anything?
Yeah. She's the one. She's the main one speaking.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's hilarious. I love it.
I didn't even notice that. That's some really piss poor filmmaking right there.
It's so fucking. I was like, you see that?
I'm pretty sure they basically had no standards.
No.
For this whole thing.
Yeah. This was I don't know what I'm going to see if I can find the budget for Halloween Town. I doubt it.
It's probably like $10.
Yeah.
That's what they paid for the brooms for.
Oh my god. But let's see if I can. Let's see.
How much did that movie cost? I can't even believe it gets like a 6.8.
Well, 6.8 on IMDb.
How?
Because it's fucking amazing.
They paid for that. I bet they paid for their votes.
It's amazing. Don't even. So the actor's name is Robin Thomas for Justin Trudeau.
Look that shit up. Poor man's Justin Trudeau.
Beautiful.
It's so perfect.
I can't find. Is there like a special? Oh, it had two nominations. For what? Best performance in a TV pilot/miniseries or series.
Young Artist Awards.
Best performance by a young actor in a miniseries. Philip Van Dyke. Who the hell's that?
Philip Van Dyke.
Oh, it's the troll boy.
Oh.
So, okay, I want to see this guy's full bio. So he...
That's pretty short.
Yeah, he was in Halloween Town, Halloween Town 2, and Bartok the Magnificent.
Calabar's Revenge.
Yeah. He comes back.
What did they even do with him, seriously, at the end of the movie? Like, what happened to him?
Who, the Calabar?
What happened to him?
It's magic. Poofed away.
Poofed away, indeed. Like a fart.
Yeah.
Anyway, this movie sucked. Sucked hard.
Oh my god.
It was really awful.
What else is there to say about this movie? Like, nerd it's kid a, was bad?
Yeah, like, it was a flaming piece of garbage.
Yeah.
All around. Uh-huh. Everything about it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the worst thing we've watched.
You really think so?
Yes. I think it's worse than My Little Ponies.
Wow.
That's... At least we had the Smooth song.
But, yeah, but I don't know.
You think this movie is better than My Little Pony?
No. I can't disagree, but.
Taylor didn't want his pick to dip below that bar.
No, I didn't. But I had a feeling it might. So.
It did.
I wanted to it's have there. You sit feeling really bad.
No, it's there.
And I also, like, I want, in this movie, I also want to know just, like, in general more about the mom.
Well, yeah, like, there's a whole backstory there that was pretty important that we never got anything about.
Yeah, like, she, like, banged Calabar at some point or something.
Banged him.
Like, it was, like, she walks into the mayor's office, like, Calabar, I haven't seen you in so long. And he, like, hands her a rose, like, do you want to get some dinner later?
Like, the kids aren't even there.
It's just, like... And Dylan's like, what are they talking about? It's like, Marnie's like, I don't know. It's like, Marnie, you fucking know.
You know, Marnie.
You don't want to admit it to yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
That's your stepdaddy.
You always did let your magic do the talking. Thank you.
You used to like it? Or have you forgotten that part?
No.
What's going on here?
I have no idea.
You know, I always hoped you'd come back. Now here you are. Say, I ought to show you around. We could take the Styx River cruise, have a little dinner, then I could show you all our old haunts.
Actually, I'm trying to leave. It seems the bus was delayed, and I was hoping that
you were hoping the mayor could help you out.
Pulling Sundays out of his pockets like a fucking big creep. I have a Sunday. Oh, the one part that I was like was pretty funny where he pulled like the lollipop out of his ear and Sophie was like,
No thanks.
And I was like, you made the right choice.
Sophie was the best character in this movie.
She was the best character in this movie.
She actually showed magical power.
She did.
And she like actually was the only person who ever did anything.
Yes, she is. She very is.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? The one funny part was where he's like the bone cab driver.
Yeah, the skeleton.
Yeah, the skeleton. Bone.
The bone guy.
The skeleton is a very common word.
You know those things we have, like, in our bodies.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how everyone has them and your skin hangs over them? Yes. So it was funny when he did say, like, oh, yeah, that's just animatronics, Disneyland's full of stuff like that. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was, like, pretty, that was pretty cheeky.
Yeah.
That and was then I just wrote in point form, I just wrote, I hate the Disney Channel. And that is true.
Yes.
What else did I write?
I'm hating it. Oh, my God. And right at the end when, so, like, they get on this bus that takes them to Halloween Town.
Yes.
And so right at the end, the when they're, like, all waving goodbye.
Yeah.
So they had to have that, like, the skeleton cab driver be, like, have someone hold him and, like, have his arm around someone else because he's just a fucking puppet.
I didn't notice that.
It was beautiful. Like, he just have his, like, arm waving. And then, like, he's, like, right beside, like, this, like, guy. And he has, like, his arm clearly just, like, okay.
Oh,
gotta
my
hold
God.
This guy up.
So funny. It was terrible. Oh, everything God. About it was, like, awful. It was crappy sets. It's just terrible acting, like, terrible. Even, like, the ambient noise in it was, like, awful. Like, the everything about this movie.
I
want to
hear
terrible.
That rainforest.
You're okay. Well, go back to where yeah. they're in the house.
I'll have to.
And it is there. It is there. Or even when they're, like, sitting in the house and you can hear crickets at the beginning and you're like, why?
Would you?
They're, like, in the kitchen.
Unless, like, I don't know.
And, like, they're in the middle of, like,
suburbia.
They're not, yeah. They're yeah. not, like, out in the bush mm-hmm. where you'd hear, like, frogs and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I guess it was the only way for them to, I don't know, establish whatever. Anyway, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was really awful.
Another one of my notes is, I just wrote, is the mayor magic in bed, too?
Gross. Oh, God. And they kind of, like, imply that the reason he turned evil was because they weren't together.
Yeah.
Because the mom or whatever.
Yeah.
What's her name?
She left. I don't.
I can't remember. Kate. Who knows?
That's her name now.
That's her name now.
Yeah.
Taylor's into naming things today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I gotta. Like, there has to be something that I can do with this.
I have to have control somewhere over this flaming piece of shit. But they imply that he, like, went off the you know, the magic deep end because she rejected him.
Yeah, which I guess it's a shitty motivation, but I guess it kind of makes sense that he wants
I
to, like,
guess
take over
it's
the
kind of
world.
Like everything else just, like, slapped together. I know what could happen. This. Okay. Worst writing team ever.
Yes.
If you're listening out there, you guys suck.
I want to go back and rewatch, like, all this whole series now. I want to
see.
Do
you really?
I do, because I want to see how bad it is. Because I loved these movies when I was a kid.
What did you love
about it? I don't even remember.
No?
Yeah. Like, honestly, it was just like, I threw my arms up in the air. Like, you can't, that's an audio podcast. I'm going to leave that space in. So. I don't even remember why I liked these movies. It was just, I think, no, you know what the reason was? I think it was just because it was something different. Because basically on the Family Channel when I was a kid, every weekend there was, like, movies all day long.
Okay.
So, but it was, like, pretty much the same movies. Like, it would, like, cycle through, like, a couple yeah. weekends and then it'd be the same shit every time. But, like, once Halloween came around, it was like, shit's new. I haven't seen this in a goddamn year, and everything's well again.
So that's how they hooked you in,
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, just... I think so. It's just like the novelty, like the, like you watching that Christmas special, or like fucking.
Taylor's got problems today.
My tongue's not working today. Sleepy Hollow. We were just talking about it like half an hour ago.
It was Halloween special. Hmm.
But it was, like, the same thing. It's, like, I would just look forward to watching because it was, like, something different for me to watch mm-hmm. instead of all the same movies over and over and over again.
And it basically was the same except at Halloween.
Yeah. And I think also just, like, I just like Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween's a good time.
Halloween's okay.
I mean, I dressed up, like, the other 365 days of the year, so.
You really did. You were Zelda every day.
Yeah, exactly. So. Not Zelda. Zelda's the princess. Link is the
little
green guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. That was a major fuck up. I'm sorry. That was a major fuck up.
It is.
I apologize. Deeply. I deeply, deeply apologize.
I'm just going to close off with this, because I don't think we have anything else to say.
I don't think so.
No. I called, I don't know what this is in reference to, but I think I called Dylan, you rat idiot fuck. And so next week, we will be listening to some Muzaks.
Yeah, we're going to do some Muzaks. Yeah.
Yes.
Go back to our teen years. I'm further away than Taylor is. Yeah.
But Rachel, what's your pick?
My pick is Holes Pretty on the Inside.
Holes Pretty on the Inside. Yeah. I don't think I've really listened. My pick. Fuck, I'm going to just tangenty.
Take a deep breath. Is it the Zen part of the podcast?
David Attenborough.
The golden eagle, come down and snatch your stress away from the waters of your...
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You like that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But my pick is Green Day's American Idiot. These are albums, by the way. I suppose we should specify.
Yeah.
Not just like a song. But no, yeah, these are...
The full album.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think this was like one of the first albums my brother bought, and we like listened to it all the time, which really, like when we were kids, really not appropriate, but what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, Pretty on the Inside, I was listening to it when I was like 12, so...
Yeah. So yeah.
We'll see.
Couple... Pair of albums.
Pair of albums. Oh my god.
Pair of albums. Oh wow.
Taylor's got problems today.
I do. I don't know what it is about today.
Anyway.
Rate and review us on iTunes.
On that note. Rate us on iTunes, but don't base it on this episode. Listen to one of our good ones.
Just so low energy today. For
yes.
Yes. So if you enjoy Afterthought, maybe not this episode, but maybe subsequent ones and maybe the next one.
Oh, dear. We do have a lot of fun. We still laugh even when it's crappy. Yeah.
Mostly it's because tangents. But
tangents,
and
yeah.
And we sing stupid shit.
Yeah.
We
and your hate.
Names. And
your hate is very enjoyable to me. It warms the cockles of my heart.
Watch either Rainbow Bright or listen. God. Rate and review us on iTunes. It really helps us gain visibility and get us higher up on those ranks.
Yep.
And follow us on our social medias.
Yep.
Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/AfterthoughtPod. And Twitter. At Afterthought Pod.
Yeah, and so, we're on Clamor too. I still don't know how it works.
Oh, but things you got it.
I do.
We just don't know how to like share it or something.
I put it on Twitter sometimes.
Oh, nice.
So nice. There's some really funny stuff on Clamor. So really, seriously, find us on Clamor.
Rate and review those on iTunes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the funniest bits and it's the best.
But yes, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Afterthought.
Indeed.
Listen to, what was the name of your album again?
Pretty on the Inside.
Pretty on the Inside by Hole.
Yeah.
And American Idiot by Green Day.
Yes.
Yes.
See you next week.
Have a good one.
Bye.